For a third year, crews are installing grandstands and jersey walls ahead of this weekend's event. However, the construction this year was a mere 21 days, according to Grand Prix General Manager Tim Mayer.
Previously, that was 31 days, and when we weren't managing it, it was 45 days. So we've really consciously brought that amount of time down.
Mayer says they made the effort to hustle after hearing feedback from businesses along Pratt Street. One of those businesses is the Pratt Street Ale House. Operations Manager Jason Fricke says the jersey walls that line the street to make the racetrack cuts off business.
They've got these walls up here that they've had up for over a week now, and it cuts off foot traffic. So that impacts our business for the week and a half prior to the race.
Fricke hopes to counter the impact this weekend. They're planning a private event for race fans where they could watch some of the action from their patio. However, he says their success would depend on a lot of variables.
There are a lot of things that are involved. The race weekend and race day, the weather, certainly.
Not only have some businesses along Pratt Street been affected, but businesses and neighborhoods near the race area as well. Will Runnebaum is co-founder of Marcus Boyd Realty on Light Street and president of the Federal Hill Business Association. He says in the past, access to the neighborhood was effectively cut off.
There was misinformation that once you entered into the race compound, that it was kind of like a concert. And although you had, you know, identification armbands and things like that, that you were not allowed free entrance and exiting of the race.
This year, race manager Mayer says things will be different. Organizers are making an effort to push customers to nearby businesses after events in the race compound end.
We're doing PA announcements for people to go to various restaurants in the area and to go into Federal Hill, to go to Little Italy, to go to the restaurants on Pratt Street.
The push comes as an economic impact study commissioned by Race On LLC, the Grand Prix organizers, showed that last year's race brought in $42.3 million to the region, a 10% drop from 2011, the first year of the event. Race On had a short turnaround to put on the 2012 event. The original race manager was dismissed by the city after not paying its bills, and another organizer missed deadlines. Runnebaum is hoping that the PA announcements benefit the businesses of Federal Hill in addition to other promotions.
We're having postcards specially made to indicate and give a little map and to show people that when you're in the race, you're literally a five-minute walk away from the Federal Hill Business District.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Chris Tipton owns the Light Street Cafe, which he opened not long before last year's race. He's planning on operating business as usual through the entire weekend while hoping things remain normal.
I'm more hoping that the people that live in the community are still staying in the community and visiting the businesses around here, as well as tourists or visitors would be able to roam around the different neighborhoods of the city.
The overall message from race organizers and local businesses for this weekend? Come on down. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Federal Hill for 88.1 WYPR.